Hello, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's The Sum of You Show. My name is Anna Bangulin, and hopefully we'll be joined soon with my co-host, Liz Ortiz-Mackis, who will be hanging out with me. We'll be having a spirited discussion on everything spirituality. So if you'd like to join in the conversation, you can certainly connect with us. If you're listening to the show live, of course, guest call in at 718-664-9124. Just push 1, and we'll get you on the air. Anyway, it's been a moment since I've been on the air, a couple weeks at least, and it's just been an interesting journey, if you will. So, excuse me a moment. We've got Liz. Hello, Liz. Welcome to the Sum of You Show.
You know, well, I'm glad to be welcomed, and yeah, you know what happened? I was so early-ish that I had my headset on. It was 8:27. I said, oh, I can practice some mindfulness, and then I'll call in. I could do that and get grounded and meditate. And I opened my eyes, and I thought just a minute had passed, and it was more like 6. And I looked at the clock, and I said, oh, my God! But it was so funny because I was meditating with the headset on. In anticipation, I was that much ahead of schedule. So my apologies for my tardiness, but that's funny. Anyway, hi, baby.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
How do you think I am? No, I'm good.
You know, it's so interesting.
No,
that
it's such a loaded question.
It's been a couple. Yeah, it's been a couple weeks since you and I've spoken, and it's been an interesting couple of weeks. Certainly, of course, delving into anything for me that's going to distract me. I have been spending a lot of time with my kids, which has been fabulous. And
oh, that's great.
I can say a little bit of the communication is starting to work out between me and staff, so that's really good.
That's
I'm
beautiful.
Certainly hopeful that we can glean somewhat of a friendship back. So,
yeah.
Wonderful. Just, you know, just the same thing, like practicing some mindfulness, doing meditation.
Right.
And, of course, you know, cursing the universe sometimes.
Well, that's
it's
being
kind of
human.
Funny
that's
like
getting your toe stubbed. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. And I just, it's so funny because I just wanted to, I was reading some very, you know, just really positive, mindful stuff the other day. And I was pulling angel cards or something, you know, and
mm-hmm.
So you're pulling this card, you know, and then you're pulling like this surrender card, right? Surrender, letting go, whatever. And
right.
So you're reading this and honestly, you're just like, well, F you, you know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Right.
But you have to, I can say that from,
but when you're ready,
you know, part of it is, you know, when you are wanting something so desperately.
Right.
And for me, it's just wanting that conversation, wanting that so desperately and not being able to have that in
yep.
a very civil manner. I mean,
yep.
I can have it in a snappy manner. I don't want it in a snappy manner. I want it
exactly.
in a very civil manner.
Exactly.
And it's not happening. And it's upsetting. And so you have to, you know, it's like, it's all you got. Surrender is all you've got.
Yep.
And so
that's right.
Mm-hmm. In any situation, you have to look at that and say, it's all I have. It's all I can. It's all I can do to
right. Let me work with what I
breathe
have.
Mindfully.
Right.
Yeah. You have to work with what you have.
Instead
so
of what you don't
I
have.
Think,
right.
Yeah. And I think for me, it's really being, it really has to come back to you. It has to come back to self and being okay with the journey and being okay. You know, what she keeps saying to me is trust the process, trust the process, trust the process. I'm like, right now the process is so effed up that I,
right.
you know, I'm looking at this going, what the past
right.
since really Sunday, things have sort of calmed down.
Good.
To, you know, and now the conversation of trust the process is like, okay, I'm understanding this, you know, I'm, you know, honestly just have not, I mean, I'm doing what I have to do, which the universe has said, you know what, we're going to give you some things to keep you busy. We're going to give you some things to just keep you rolling,
right.
you know, and so obviously a lot of work has been thrown at me and a lot of information has been thrown at me.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand that sometimes in the universe there are forces that we have no control over.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm going to say about that. And so there's some things that I'm doing to protect my home, protect myself, you know, doing the salt, the lavender, the meditations, the, you know, calling on the angels and the guides and, you know, the universe to really guide. You know, it's those, it's like really, it's really trusting in the pixie dust, right? Like you're really trusting in the pixie dust to say all is well. And as much as sometimes that takes my breath away to say that.
Yeah, because, especially when you're in chronic pain.
Right. You're just in this panic state of,
yeah,
you know, of loss, really. And that's the word. Loss and despair are the two words that I've used to describe the past couple of months for me. And that's not easy to say. It's not easy to say out loud, but I'm saying it, being transparent about it. Because there are people
out
there
who...
When you name
it, it loses its power.
Yeah. And you've got to say, this is what I'm afraid of. This is what my fear is, you know.
Of course.
And I am such and I am such a people person to live my life solitary, not only in my home, but a lot of times in my work, is very disturbing for me. But
it's a balance, though. And it's finding that balance so that it's a unifying element within you. Because when you find, when you're dealing with the polarity, that's when it's the great equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you can really step into being an Anna person, which includes, which is inclusive of being a people person and being an artist and being a traveler. And being, so do you see how the other took up so much space? That source said, no, boo-boo. You've got to get into spending some time on your own.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You've got to become, you know, this, the word autonomy has been kicked around here.
What's the room? What's the word?
Autonomy.
Autonomy, yes,
Autonomy is the word that's being kicked around.
Right.
You know, here's the thing. Like, of course, you know, codependency and narcissism have been thrown around too.
Oh, girl.
I'm just chuckling about those.
Yeah, let's just throw those two favorites in.
I did some therapy. It's so funny. I did go to therapy for a little bit, and the therapist just looked at me and went, "You are not narcissistic." I said, "Thank you for that."
No, no, no.
You know, because, you know, we're all about people's free will and independence and freedom and all of that, and I understand that, and this is the kind of universe that we're driving in. I really have to pay attention because – you know, we talk about contrast, and someone said, well, do you talk about contrast so much that you create contrast in your life? You know, and look at that. Okay, let's look at that. We talk about independence and freedom, about your own free will. And this is the part that, as I'm working through shifting my persona, who I am in the world and how I'm playing in this world, one of the things that the realization is that when we decide to... And if we don't decide to do it ourselves consciously, the universe is going to do it for us, right? To assert our own will and to really know and sit down and say, this is what I want out of life, and get clear as to what we want. Those changes come about, and those changes, to change, to be something different, it's not a walk in the park. So we have to understand that all of this stuff comes with it, all of these changes and shifts and ways of being in the world, sometimes will pull the foundation out from under you, will absolutely pull the foundation out from under you. And so how we are working through that, and I will tell you, and I told somebody this, I said, you know, you've got people who come to you with, let's just put, you know, in quotation marks, but, you know, life's issues or their problem or whatever their issue is, and they'll come and they'll sit, you know, and you're talking with them and you're asking them questions so that they can come to their own, because I can't tell, you know,
that's what we
coach,
do on the
you
show.
Tell people,
when people call in,
right,
same thing.
Right. We ask the questions and we give them the information that's coming to us. They can glean from that, whatever it is they want to glean from that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do. And whether they use it or not, that's the choice.
True.
And
correct.
So I've had, you know, I've been in conversation with individuals who have these really big decisions to make, and they're life-changing decisions. And so you're working with them, and you're working, and they're working through their stuff. And as they're working through their stuff, you're watching them, and you watch them make the changes or and the shifts, and you watch them or not, and watch and see what happens then. Because again, it's about choice. So what's interesting in the past, let's just say 3 to 5 years that I've been really at that I had added coaching to my work, and watching people as you're having this discussion with them, and watching them make shifts, and watching them. Some of them have made shifts and great things have happened, and some of them have made shifts and great things have happened that didn't feel so good. You know what I'm saying? So uh-huh. you see that, and then how they work through it and how they come to you and you're working through it. Let me just say this. So as this is work, as these things are happening to us, you, me, and how many other people that we know that are having uh-huh. very similar
right.
Because there's change going. People have to know there is change in the world happening right now, and it's
yep.
how we work with that energy. We can resist it or we can work with it. And, you know, and as Stephanie does say to me, you know, trust the process. So I'm trusting in the process. And I will tell you, this has been the most difficult thing, the most, you know, I don't want to put the energy on the word contrast, but it's the most difficult thing, even beyond my mom passing.
Oh,
it's
girl, absolutely.
Now,
yep.
I know that I don't want to sit in that really heavy energy for, I really don't want to sit in it any longer. It's just sometimes things just kind of take you, like that breath
sure.
kind of takes you and you're there. And so you're shifting. And I know you go through that too, because as much as you realize, but see, again, like I said, as much as you realize that your relationship is done, you still grieve and you still have a mourning process. You
oh
still have a process
goodness.
That you've got to
yeah.
work through. And so as much as Steph and I are, you know, in communication, it's not about necessarily being done. I mean, I guess it's like, and see, that's the thing that gets me. It's like, if we're not done, why aren't we moving towards a better relationship? And we are. It's just, it doesn't look the way, I guess, I perceived it to look, or it doesn't.
Well, done
it
is a very nebulous term.
Mm-hmm.
In what way, you know, are you not done in terms of just being in each other's lives, or not done?
Right. And,
okay.
Well,
just
okay. If it were
that.
Up to me, I would. If it were up to me, I would shift this this energy to create a better relationship, a better. And then I understand what she's saying. It's like, we have to get back to being friends first, which I've always been open to. But she – and not things that I want to talk about on air, but there are a lot of reasons why now I understand
mm-hmm.
why. Because, and I will tell you, there's an energy out there that is
mm-hmm. –
this is why I say there's energy out there that's beyond your control.
Absolutely.
And all you can do is ground yourself and protect yourself. And I will tell you that, mm-hmm. and I've never been up against an energy like this before.
Wow.
I'll be honest with you, it's very, very hurtful
mm-hmm.
and very manipulative and controlling.
You need to have a session with that. You need to talk to Adam.
I already have. We've had kind of a discussion on that, and I'm actually
okay.
working. I've got somebody I'm working with on working
okay,
with
good.
Now, and I'll discuss
okay,
that at a later date.
Okay.
But
okay.
we're this is a very violent energy, okay,
mm-hmm.
and that's
mm-hmm.
why I'm saying this energy is not a healthy energy at all. So the
but
realization,
yeah, you're exposed to it. You're exposed to it.
I'm exposed to it, Stephanie,
but it doesn't belong
to
you.
Correct. And so the work right now is to release that. And releasing
right.
that, I mean, I literally just bought, like, you know, a pound of lavender.
Oh, I was just going to say, you're reading my mind. I was just going to say,
yeah.
because the same way that you would walk into a situation that's quarantined, okay,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you
mm-hmm.
have to wear a hazmat suit or whatever, it's energetically, you have to boost your immune system, energetically speaking.
Correct.
So I'm so thrilled that you bought a pound of lavender, that you have to do those things, absolutely.
Well, I'm working on my house. I mean, I'm literally physically
yeah,
moving.
That's good.
I'm
and, yeah, and you have the guys,
the
energy posting guard, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, do all those
yeah.
things.
And what I was told, I was confirmed. It's like, and these are terms that I don't really use, and I've never really liked to use. But I was told, like, you're a healer, and you're not really doing your work to the extent that you should be doing it.
Let me say this,
and
Anna.
You.
Okay.
And I cannot do the work right now because I'm not in an energetic space to do the work.
But
so
listen,
it's gonna.
We're all healers. See, you impose these standards that really don't exist. We're all healers. Even the homeless person on the street is healing.
Yes.
We're all healers. So it's whether that the degree of that going into practice or not. So it's within you. So what happens is there's this, it creates an unconscious state of disconnection.
Right.
And separation. So you're on the outside looking in when all along it's the inside looking out.
Right. I like to use the term wellness facilitator because
You can use whatever term you want, but the point is
Let me just say this. Like, as you say, each person is a healer because I think every person heals themselves. Sometimes it requires someone standing there and holding space for you, which is what coaches do.
Exactly.
Which is what Reiki masters do, acupuncture, massage therapists, anybody does.
Right. They're
when
facilitators.
You go to,
exactly.
To be with that, when, they're facilitators.
Right.
And so when every and so and when I was working with this person, I said the same thing.
Okay.
And she said, I understand that. She said, but do you understand that you are so full of white light, and you are so your heart is so full of love.
Yeah.
And she said, and that's the reason why this is really bothering me, because this energy
it's
that
so,
you're working with is so dense and it's so
opposite
not
who you are.
Who you are.
Right.
Right.
It's antithetical to your essence. Right.
Yes. And so she says it's such an opposite to who you actually are that it's creating a not good atmosphere for you. So it's about.
Right.
So anyway, so really cool
that
stuff.
That makes sense.
Like, so that in that respect is what I'm taking and absorbing the information that she and actually Adam had said the same thing to me.
Yeah.
He just said, you are just full of white light.
You are.
You know, and it's like
it's almost too much for the world.
You know
the world of effects, the world of this relationship, the world of it's almost like again it's that balance and that needing that solitude and perhaps. And we talked about this too, that if we didn't, you know, have these things to ground us, we would float away because it's the equalizer. So to be forced, to be propelled into the state of solitude and isolation, you know, I think it's like the dark night of the soul.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It very much is. And it's interesting how that I look at that and I think, you know, that, and it's really, at some point, I allowed it to really, not necessarily take control of my life, but just kind of keep me in a state of.
It's overwhelming, of course. It's
overwhelming, yeah. And so what has been interesting is, you know, shifting that. And, like, it's so funny that you say that, because sometimes I'm doing things, and I honestly feel like I'm floating, like I'm just really floating. And so I do my little grounding, not knock myself back down, but really bring myself back to earth. And because it feels good to be in the etheric. I understand that.
Yes.
And it's so interesting because our daughter is very much the same way.
She is so your daughter.
She,
I don't care about
she
DNA.
Loves being,
she is so your daughter. Yeah. Both
she
the kids
loves
are
being
so you.
And she loves being in the etheric. And so with her, it's really having those conversations with her that are going to get her jazzed about, you know, earthly things, earthbound things, you know.
Right.
And so I'm very fortunate that she responds well. Like, you know, we were together last night. We were a bunch of us. We went to our little Lego build. We have this tradition with another friend and her son, and we go and have a little Lego build, and we all have dinner and hang out. And it's just a lot of fun for the kids and a lot of fun for us. And we're at the little mini mall down the street and having fun. And, you know, just and with, of course, you know, Jaden, he's like, you know, wants Legos. He just loves Legos. He's 11 years old and he still loves Legos. And so I'm like, Lily, is there anything in particular that you would like to go look at? And she's like, I want shoes. She's
well,
so my daughter.
She's no fool. She's yeah. She's no fool.
She's my daughter.
Yeah.
So of course we went and so she picked out a pair of these like really cool boots. She's hilarious.
She's so cute.
And
oh
we got God. I got her back. I got them back home, and she had to of course show her mom. She had to model them for her mother, and then she and I we read some books together. She read me a book. I read her a couple of books, and then
so cute.
We went and we sat on the couch. They were watching these wars where people paint bodies. It's really kind of cool. And of course she's got her boots on. She's wearing her boots all night. So she's so funny. Like, when I was thinking about grounding, I thought, you know, she's got these boots, like,
right.
These boots are grounding her to the earth, you know, that she really enjoys these boots. So we'll see how long that lasts.
That's adorable.
So, she's not one for clothing very much. She's very much, she likes
Oh, she's going to be like in a, yeah, she's amazing. She, whatever she wants to do, she's going to do it.
Yeah.
She's such a, I mean, both kids, they're just magical, wonderful.
But it's like,
kids.
I watch all of this, and I really absorb this as lessons and learnings for myself.
Absolutely.
Like, yes. So something as simple as your kid wanting boots and buying boots, and what is to me the symbolism of that and what it represents. And I know that sounds odd.
No, it doesn't.
And those, you know, to me when those thoughts come into my head, I thought, you know, it's like, wow, these boots are for grounding.
These boots are made for grounding,
you know,
and that's what they're going to do.
These boots are made for grounding, and that's
right. Sorry.
And so I just think, no, it's perfect. And because in my head, of course, I'm singing that, you know, you
right.
are saying it out loud.
Right.
I think it's so interesting, though. Like, you glean your learning and your lessons from everyday experiences, you know, whether it's just, you know, watching your kids do this little mini build or walking around or just talking to friends and watching how they live their lives and what they're experiencing. I had one of the young ladies that used to work with me in the studio. She's in town, and she's had a really rough time, a really rough time with some addiction issues and stuff like that. And she had moved back to Tennessee, and then she came back here. And she had been texting me and talking to me, and I honestly have not been in a place.
It's so hard
to work with that.
Yes. I get
like,
that. Oh, girl, I get that. Undercover.
Much as I love you,
undercover.
I cannot.
No.
Here's the difference, though. At least when I did go visit, and I did say up front, I said, I'm not apologizing for not, you know, running over here and wanting to be beside you and hang out with you and stuff. I said, but you've got to understand, I'm very aware of where my energy is, and I can't have this energy derail me, if you will. I mean,
absolutely.
The terminology I'm going
to
use.
Yes, and concurrently, and that's so great to say that because, you identify yourself as a people person, and you are, but see how you're learning to really take care of yourself, and maybe this situation had to play itself out because it's the only thing to get your attention to take care of yourself. And I think for me too.
Right.
And there is this individual. There's this it's very bittersweet and very bittersweet, kind of sad. Where I have she's a neighbor and clean and sober for many, 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 many years, and continues to be clean and sober. And going through some of my darkest times, she would, you know, come and be supportive and give me some interesting guidance and all of that. And then fast forward in the early part of the summer, I traveled with her overnight only to witness the toxicity of the relationship that she's in. And it was really damaging for me to be a witness, a protector.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want this individual, her quote-unquote fiancé, around me, around my children. They could justify it, rationalize it, you know, contrive it till you know, the cows come home, and that's fine. But I cannot be exposed because I am so fragile. I'm like a soap bubble, as you are, so fragile, and I can't be around this dynamic, and you're going to give me relationship advice? I don't think so. I don't think so. So when I was put into the situation that I could not physically remove myself out for a good 24 hours because it was out of town, but exposed to the situation where I had to be a protector and all of that, I said, oh, I'm stepping out of frame. I will be civil. You're my neighbor. I will hug you. But like in terms of the friendship, I'm pumping the brakes because I can't trust this energy. I'm not saying I can't trust you. I can't trust this energy. I can't be around it the same way that you're saying. So quite a few weeks have passed, and I got an email the other day that, was very kind and had a question about, do you know where to do this, that, and the other, whatever. And I answered the question, and I hope we can get together and have coffee soon, because we'd either go to one of the other's apartments and have coffee. And I said, let's hold off on coffee. I said, let's hold off on coffee for now, as I'm going through a very raw and fragile time, and I do not want to be an imposition on your relationship, because the thing that I said, the last thing I said when we were physically together, was, don't marry him. That's the last thing I said. So the thing is, I still feel that way. It's not my place. I said it. I expressed how I feel. Okay? So to have coffee and to pretend that I never said that, it's too much energy on my part. So the truth is, I don't want to impose on your happiness. Because if that's the choice that you're making, have at it. But like what you just said, but I'll hug you when I see you in the elevator. You're going to get off your floor and I'm going to get off my floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get that. And that's taking care of yourself, and good for you.
The responsibility, or, and I say responsibility, to ourselves.
To not neglect.
To our spirit. You know, because one of the things that I was reminded of is, you know, we're not just this, you know, we're not just dealing with another person. We're dealing with the spirit of another person. We're dealing with there's the emotional body, the spiritual body, the physical body. So you've got to address the issues in all three realms, basically. I mean, you've got to work. You can't just say, you know, it's like you're trying to make sense of something in the physical realm that has no business in the physical realm. It's all in the spiritual realm. So those are the things that when you address the spiritual, when you can address that, I don't want to say the hardest, but it's the biggest energy that you really have to address, because here's the deal. You're here, and even though you might not be clear on your purpose here, you're here for a specific purpose, and you're working through or working around or working beyond whatever situations or whatever thing it is that you decided before you came here in this physical body. And I think you, like I said before, you can choose to be angry and upset at people, other people, your significant other, your ex-significant other, whatever, or you can thank them for being the person to step up to help you through this journey. The difference in perspective and being grateful and appreciative that it was, you know, for me, I'm like, I am grateful and appreciative. It wasn't some jerk who hit me, or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, absolutely.
Like the situation isn't, it's an emotional situation. It's not a violent situation. It's not a, you know, at least not between us and not my immediate family, even
directly,
though this other energy is there, or actually is hopefully on its way out the door. Let's just say it that way. And that's that's the feeling. And so I think there was a reason why that had to step in for one of my friends said, this is all about it's not about being alone. It's about being, it's about your solitude. It's about your, about really understanding and maybe even a simple appreciation of
yes.
what it is that you had before. Because, you know, I said, oh, I realized that things, yes, things needed to change and things needed to shift, but it's not, for me, it's not about giving all that up. It's about moving it in a direction that's different. And, you know, we're both in agreement. It's like, yes, we need to move in a direction that is friendly and
right.
experience that. And so those things are very different now. So instead of feeling like I'm dog paddling, which that's what I used to feel like, I don't feel
mm-hmm.
like I'm dog paddling anymore.
Right.
I feel like, okay, and it's starting to clear up, which is really kind of cool. I mean,
yeah.
this morning, I mean, I of course, I'm still not sleeping through the night. I'm waking up at like 4:30 in the morning.
Of course.
And
yeah.
kind of, and I'm not in a space of moving my stuff forward, but I'm in a space of, okay, now, like each kid now has, we finally got their room kind of
oh,
back into
great.
Some semblance of order. Yeah, like each,
oh, good.
Each like we, it was so funny because my dad brought over, he had the trailer, so he brought over Jaden's bed last weekend. I had the kids.
Oh, wonderful.
And Jaden was so cute. He was just giddy. And he and my dad, you know, brought everything upstairs and they put it all together. And,
oh, beautiful.
You know, he made his bed. And, I mean, he was just giddy and he spends time in his room. And,
oh,
you know, and it's just, it feels really good to see
it
them.
It feels like a household.
Yeah. And so even though for the most part, like Lily, when she's there, she'll curl up with me, you know, and then Jaden, sometimes she'll get, you know, can I sleep in the room with you? Like,
well,
okay. you know.
Nothing wrong
yes,
with that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Nothing
love it.
Nothing wrong with it. So as long as they are open to being around and wanting that, that's fine.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there are some things that we've been chatting about. You know, Jaden's actually, he's studying Greek, believe it or not. And so
I do believe it.
He's fascinated with the Greek language. And
wow.
so he the other day, he just looks at me and goes, hey, can we go to Greece one day?
Well, I've been.
Yeah.
My whole life, I've always wanted
yeah.
to go there. My whole life. I
and
feel like
too.
Myself, I had a past life there. My whole life.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
and my son Cole wants to go there, too.
Let's,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, you know, of all the places you want to go, it's like Australia
yeah.
and Greece are the two
yep.
places on my list. That,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, just fun. Hey, we've just got somebody raising their hand.
Let's take a call.
Take a caller? Awesome.
Girl.
Area code 201, you're on the air with Some of You Show.
Good morning.
Caller,
good morning.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Rose. I'm calling to ask a question.
Okay, Rose, we have spoken a while ago, yes?
I don't know.
Maybe not. Okay, so first-time caller. With people that we haven't talked to in a while or first-time caller, just asking for permission to connect to your energy, please?
Of course.
Thank you. Okay, what's your question, sweetheart?
I've been looking for work and had a phone interview yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And if that's going to lead to an in-person interview or even if you see me getting a job in the near future.
Okay. I'm just connecting to you. And I'm getting the image of, and the thing is, I see things energetically and get visual impressions. What is it about windows or glass or just seeing a lot of natural light through windows? What is that? Does that resonate with you at all?
My last job, I worked in a very, very tall building with windows, but that was my last job. I'm not sure.
Doesn't matter, because this is what I'm picking up on your energy.
Okay.
So whatever. So what was the reason for leaving that last job? Because we're going to
My boss was fired, and I'm her assistant.
Got it. Okay.
They couldn't find any other place to put me because they didn't replace her.
Sure. Okay, so that was something that was beyond your control.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the environment with the job that was through the phone interview, is the environment lighter in energy than the last one? Because I feel that it is.
I don't know much about it. It was just a brief phone interview. And
but no, listen to me. Just slow down just for a second, because that's one thing, just slow it down. It's almost like you're thinking faster than your energy. So those things, line those things up a little bit, catch your breath, literally catch your breath, okay? So that what I mean by environment, you know what job you're applying for, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so just listen to me. Okay, so the vibe, the environment, the possibility is that energetically different from the job you just left? Would it be? I mean, you know what you apply for. If you apply for to be a waitress, then you know that that energy is going to be one thing, or you apply to be a computer programmer. Do you follow what the question?
Well, it's the same type of environment then.
Okay. Okay. That's what, okay. And that there's something, I feel that if you know that there are options for you, I'm not getting that this particular one is going to be the best fit, but I'm also feeling don't feel like that you have limited possibilities. I'm feeling that the focus is a little narrow because it's not a desperate situation. So be open. An environment is really important. An environment can take on many different meanings, Rose. Like, how did you feel in talking to the person on the phone?
Okay. Are you asking me or?
Yeah, how did you feel? Yeah, I'm asking you.
I felt that she was not a good interviewer.
Thank you.
Disappointed in her.
Thank you. Okay. Do you see that you're validating that what I've been picking up?
Well, she's an HR person. I'm hoping that somebody who is the one who is doing the hiring will.
Right. But also see that that's not the only option out there. And you never know. That, like you said, it could go past the HR person, that's just a filter, to somebody else, and then you'll see how you feel in that. But it's like check in with yourself to see how you feel. And I kind of felt, why the other job came up was that while things were good, it was a brighter type of feeling, I would guess, right? That it was something that you enjoyed at the time?
The other job that I just...
Yes, the last one.
I loved it there.
Yes, you did. Thank you. See, that's so great. So, Anna, I'm going to have you jump in because, Anna, I know you know where I'm going with this.
Well, what I'm getting is I keep getting 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and I'm trying to, and it's like, what does that mean, 1, 2, 3? Is it the
third? That was the interviewer. She was going so fast, and she wasn't even asking the right questions. And,
okay, well.
There you go.
Well,
I was disappointed.
But Rose, here's the deal. You have to shift it and be open to the questions that she's asking only because in her perception, she is wanting to glean certain information from you and it may not seem right to you. And I'm with Liz, like, I'm not sure if like either she doesn't have the final say so and she's going to move this on to somebody else. But I keep getting, the 1, 2, 3, like almost like, really quick, and maybe that was her, but I kept getting that. So it's like I kept saying, is it maybe you'll have three interviews, or is it three different jobs? But I think it's either one or some other opportunity will arise out of this, whether it's going to arise from going through her or something else is going to come along. As far as you getting a job, the issue, it's not the issue. Yes, you're going to get a job. What I think Liz is trying to ask you is, how is your energy when you're doing the interviews, and how is your energy in response to, is it the job you really want? Because it's the energy, your energy that you put into it. So if you're focusing on, she didn't ask the right questions, I don't like how she's doing this, that could shift the energy of the allowing the job or allowing the experience to come in. So that's what she's saying. So
I have a lot of confidence. I interview well. I honestly thought she was like a 20-year-old who didn't know what she was asking me.
Sure.
That's how I felt. And going so fast. Hi, I'm the recruiter. Tell me about yourself. I'm like, well, why don't you tell me about the job for, to myself?
she just didn't do anything right, and I was very calm and very confident. So I'm hoping that it goes past her to someone more experienced.
Yeah, probably.
And
right.
They can call me when in person.
Right.
But if not,
right. So
then I'm still looking at other companies. But
absolutely.
Of course,
right.
I'm curious
and that's why,
as to this company. It's a great company, Fortune 500, but I felt they sent the wrong person to call me. I felt she was too young, didn't know what she was talking about.
Okay,
go ahead.
Here's the shift. She's the one that called. So
right.
She's the one that called. So for you, it has, like, you, and it's that same thing that we were talking about earlier. I don't think you were listening in earlier, and we're like, those are the energies and the information, the people, everything we have absolutely no control over.
Right.
So we have to understand that. So when someone comes, and this could very well be like sort of like a for you, is when someone comes through, because a lot of these recruiters are very, you know, they are young and they talk a mile a minute, right?
It's cheap labor.
Just take a breath and say, okay, let me just listen to them. Let me just listen and let me just answer confidently the questions that they are asking. And when she says, you know, tell me about yourself, tell her about yourself. You know,
I did.
Saying,
it went very well.
In
her.
You feel like
and I'm hoping that, do you see them calling me back for an in-person interview or another company contacting me? Because that's not the only company, job
I've applied. I feel like there's another company.
I do too.
I feel like there's another company that's going to call you.
Okay.
And I kind of think that they might. Okay, let me just say that, because like I said, that one and the one, when I say 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, the one and the two kind of are together. The three stands on its own. So part of it is, I feel like I feel like it may be both. You might be called in, but I kind of feel like there's another job.
Yeah,
there's
I
another job.
Right. There were two
that
jobs that company that I applied for. Two jobs.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. So
right.
That might be the other
okay.
one.
Okay. So and that's really what I'm personally what I'm feeling. I feel like it's that's sort of a I don't know if you want to call it a practice session for you, but it's also a session of
good
you
point.
Know for you to just take a moment and say, let me just breathe and let me just really listen to what they're saying and let me just go with that. And you yes you have a confidence level. So in that confidence level, I don't want to say don't question it. Just allow it. So there's a little fine line of difference there between not questioning it, just allowing it. It's shifting it over to the other side. It's almost like appreciation and gratitude. I don't know if you know the difference. Gratitude is something has to happen to you first, and then you're grateful. Where appreciation is nothing had to happen, but you appreciate it. There's a different energy level there. So there's a little fine difference between, you know, whether or not you allow this, or you, it's almost like it's an energy. You know, we're all about energy. But and I think this backs up kind of what Liz was saying earlier, is that it is about that energy. So focus, when you're focusing, just, you know, honestly, when you get a call like that or when you go in, just really walk in and tell yourself, I am amazing. You know, I would be perfect for this job. Because in that, when you're focusing on you and your abilities, then understanding that this other person on the other side, you know what, they're doing the best they can and they're doing what they know how to do. Just listen to them, because they might ask you some bizarre question. You know what, it's their question. And you can choose whether or not to be resistant to the question or not. And that's the choice right there. So and the belief is, yes, I firmly believe you'll get a job. What that job, I just feel like there's something, it's not that, what I'm getting is it's not that clear on the first one. There's that second one. So if there was a second one, if that feels better to you, and really it is about that feeling better, because if you're not feeling good about it and you're not feeling confident, you feel like you're in the right environment, like you said before.
Didn't discuss anything about the jobs, so I don't know what's going on, but it was just weird. It was like,
and you don't need to know what's going. And you don't need to know what's going on.
Let me just say this.
No, I want to know about the jobs. I'm applying for them. I really want you to tell me about the job and what I'll be doing, not just racing through. I'm like, okay.
Okay, hold on. Because as someone who has been a business owner for a very long time and someone who has interviewed people, we talk about the job, but I'll be honest with you, I want to know about the person. Because I don't like, and I get along with everybody, but if I don't feel like your energy is all that jazz in me, I don't want you in my studio. I mean, not that I don't want you in my studio, we're just not going to hang out. I need people to hang out with me, you know, because we're going to go to lunch, we're going to hang out. We're going to do. We'll be working together. We're going to be doing stuff together. So a lot of times,
I don't think you're.
I know you have to really. No. I understand you. But I'm not saying that. I'm a very different. Like I'm not a corporate. I'm not a big corporate company like that. I get that. But what I'm just telling you now is some people want to ask you questions about you because they want to know about you and they want, you know, tell me about you. Tell me. And I know you specifically want to know what job you're doing, and some companies, I will tell you now, are shifting their models to hire people that they feel like can work with people. And that's a lot of what's going on because they want to build teams and they want to put people where they're going to work well with other people. So a lot of times, and actually my cousin who usually does the show, who does full-blown numerology, she does numerology for businesses, and I would use her all the time before I hired someone. I'd make them run their numbers, and I know that sounds funny, but I would because I want to know if they're compatible. But, you know, I'm a small business, so that doesn't – with the bigger companies. But I will tell you that the bigger companies are moving to that model of hiring people based on people versus, you know, a specific job or task. I'm with you, though. I mean, I do. I want to know what job I'm applying for, too, because why waste your time, correct?
Exactly.
I don't think it's going to be this company.
Or it's going to be the other job or something. That's really the answer to your question. So give us a call back if you'd like to give us an update. Yeah. We're on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Our regular co-host, Alisa, she is in Galveston to attend a friend's wedding. But if you call in, then she could probably give you some good insight based on numerology. So that would be cool.
I think her call got dropped. So I apologize, Rose, for that.
Okay. All right, Rose, you're still listening.
My computer, hopefully she's still listening. But it's a different model in business now that businesses are shifting to. And a lot of people are hiring based on personality versus skill set necessarily.
It's the whole package. It's the whole package. As a casting director, we do, if we're really interested in somebody, we always do after the callback the personality audition. And they just think, we're talking. No, we're filming them. We're talking to them. We're asking questions. And it's not an interview. It's a conversation. And that's where it's different, where it's a conversation, not an interview. Mm-hmm. And, Rose, if you are listening, that it kind of really fits in with what you were saying all along. In a conversation, the key to a great conversation is listening.
Right.
And you were saying to her, which I thought was, you know, right on the money, listen to what she's saying. If she has a question, answer the question because she's the one asking the questions and work with what you have.
Well, she's the gatekeeper.
She's the gatekeeper.
You know, when you're dealing with recruiters and you're dealing with people in HR, they're the gatekeepers. So you know what? If they ask you if you like, you know, whipped cream on your milkshakes, answer the question. I mean, if it's an inappropriate question, of course, certainly say that it's inappropriate.
Right.
But if they ask you something, you know, answer the question. I know it sounds odd, and a lot of, you know, it's so funny to me because there's so many people that I know who are, you know, out there looking for jobs and looking for opportunities for themselves. And, you know, I've heard some crazy stories about people going in and interviewing, and, you know, some love it and some are like, oh, that person was just, you know, nutty. I don't want to work for that company, da da da, you know. So it's interesting when you think about personalities and, you know, not saying, you know, every person, I think people can fit into a business you know, where their personality lines up. I've always hired on personality first.
Yep.
Well, I can't say that. That's twice I've hired not on personality. So I've hired on recommendation from a friend, which probably won't ever do again. So
yeah,
those are funny stories, interesting stories. And in understanding, like, her questioning, will I have a job? Yes, you will have a job. The question is, what, you know, what kind of job do you want? What are you going to allow into your experience?
Yeah, scrubbing toilets is a job. Like, what's the job? Right.
Yeah, what's the job? Because there's some, like, try it on. Is it, does it feel good? Is it, you know,
right.
And I get that she wants to know what she'll be doing.
Of course.
And at the same time, get through the door. Like, get the interview.
Right.
Answer the question that the recruiter's asking you, and then get through the door. Once you're in the door, then yes, have them talk about all the stuff that you're going to be doing.
Yes.
I think a lot of folks, they do. They want it. They want it, a list of, you know, job description. This is what I'm going to be doing. Da, da, da. And I get that. Understand.
But that's later.
But I will tell
that's,
you, even
you got to do the dance
even,
first.
Well, even in life experience now, even in everything that we're doing now, everything's changing, and the way businesses are doing business is changing.
Right.
And it's very different. People are saying, you know, this person may feel right. This person feels right for the accounting department. This person feels right for this department or whatever. And maybe that's not how you want to get a job, and that's fine. And I think that when a lot of times when you open yourself up to these questions, a lot of questions, I don't know if you've done any of these personality tests, but sometimes the questions in the personality test are really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, you know, but then they tell you the type of person that you are based on those questions. And it's very different.
Very different.
Very, very different.
Yeah, and you got to act like you're, you know, you have to act like you want to be there, like you want those questions to be asked of you. It's
sure.
It's just part of the etiquette.
Yeah. Well, another thing is, you know, if you're listening to someone, or you're talking and you're telling yourself this person is not asking the right questions, that's another, and I don't want to talk necessarily about, you know, if she's not able to respond back to us. And when you're sitting there and you're saying, that's what kind of question is that, or this person doesn't know what they're doing, or that person's talking a million miles a minute, and when those thoughts are, you know, that's not allowing, like I want to say, allow. Listen to what the person's saying. Because you may have a whole, people have a whole different way of interviewing, you know, a whole different way of weeding out people.
Right.
So it's fascinating. It's just fascinating. The difference. Because I know we would, when we would hire people, we'd put it out there and we'd have people come in and they bring their resume and stuff. And it's like, great, nice resume. I'll look at that later. Now tell me, I'm serious, tell me about you.
Yeah.
Who are you? What do you like to do?
Right.
Before even telling them the type of job that they'll be
doing.
You know?
Yeah, but you got to dance.
And so
it's
figuring all that out. Yeah.
Yep.
And then it's like, and I remember, a lot of times, like after a while, it wasn't me. You know, when I was doing some big business, it wasn't me doing the interviewing. Like Steph actually did the interviewing, and she pretty much will ask. She asks brilliant questions. You know, she will ask brilliant questions, and then she'd weed it down, and she'd look, come to me and say, "Here are four resumes. You know, pick one or pick two." And I would go through the resumes, and I would say, "Well, tell me about this person. Oh, this person. You know, da da." And we hired one of the best people we've ever hired.
Based on that,
I looked at her and I looked at this resume and I said, "Wow, this person sounds really good." I said, "Who is the girl with the pink stripe in her hair?"
Right.
You know, and she's like, "What? Who's?" And I turned it around. She said, "What resume are you looking at?" And I said, "That one." She goes, "That's her." And I go, "That's the girl I want to hire."
Perfect.
And that to this day, that girl, that young lady, she now owns her own print shop.
Oh, that's remarkable.
But
that
just based
is
on
crazy.
Working with me.
Yeah.
So we, and she's just a lovely, lovely person. I do some graphic design work still for my client that she now prints for. So,
that's,
you know,
amazing.
Turning the reins over.
That's great.
Yeah. So, you know, you think about that and you think that person, like the how all of that flowed and how all of it lined up and how all of it worked out.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Absolutely.
It is.
Well, we've got a couple minutes left. I don't know if you want to pull a message or.
Sure. Love to. Yeah, let me just.
Awesome.
Yeah, of course. All right. I am ready when you are, baby girl.
Well, let's pick it right now.
Okay. Say pick. Is that what you meant? Oh, do it again. Sorry. My bad.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So the number for this message is 511.
Wow.
Oh, this is based on everything we've been
talking about.
Yeah. Listen to this, though. Adjust to getting out of the illusion of your comfort zone. Face the unknown with an open heart. Release to this freedom. Girl, if that was not, let's give this to Anna. Adjust to getting out of the illusion of your comfort zone. Face the unknown with an open heart. Release to this freedom. And it really is freedom. When I got to the place of, and I'm going to want you to talk about the number in a second, 511. When I got to the place of, I cannot control how others perceive me. When I got to that place and contact is now basically email and text, and I'm noticing a more positive shift through, and I got one card on what would have been a wedding anniversary, which was just the other day, which is so ironic because last year he forgot that it was our wedding anniversary. He remembered this year, but anyway, when you were talking about the communication shifting, you know, to a more positive slant, I'm noticing a shift in the communication because there's no physical contact or phone contact right now. And that's good. And it really is about freedom for everybody. You know, freedom to just have some peace. I just want peace. You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to be the trigger based on my existence. So there you go. What do you get for the number?
Five is freedom. You know, freedom through change. And if you look at the one and the one, which is the beginning or it's the leader number though. It's the power number. And 11, 11 is very much, it's that angel number. You know, it's that.
Right.
It's about. New beginnings, obviously. It's about, you know, freedom and new beginnings, doing things differently, seeing them differently, but trusting your own instincts, trusting your own intuition. So when you can trust and have faith, and which is all I've got, I'm like, this is all I got right now.
Oh,
like,
wow.
This is it.
And it adds
this
up to
all
a
seven. This is all I, yeah, and seven is the God number.
Right.
So when you look at all of that, it's really saying, you know, you've got freedom. It's about change, exactly what the message says. You know, be open to the changes that are coming. Be open to your freedom and have faith that you know what to do and you know how to do it. And you have angels, guides. You've got source, the universe backing you up. So it's a very powerful, powerful message. It's just it's just a reminder. It's just a reminder.
Before
we go off the air, I want to thank Marguerite, Raven Spirit, Havertown, and Aloha Jay, and a guest who've been in chat hanging out with us. So good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Guys.
We had some callers, so thank you for listening in. And for Rose for calling in and asking her questions. And
Are you back with me on Thursday? Because I know Elisa's coming back, right?
Yes.
But
she won't be back till next Tuesday.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So we'll be back
again. You're
going
to be on with me on Thursday. Oh. That's what I'm saying. Could you? Or you can't?
Next Thursday?
No, today's Thursday. Oh, my God.
Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. Yes, we're going to do Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean Tuesday. See, because, you know, when you go through stuff, you things sort of get
wonky.
Days. When you go through
lose
stuff,
your days.
The day you're just like, what is it? But it's common for what we're going through.
Right.
Right. So we'll be back. Today's Thursday, for God's sake. So you'll be back with me on Tuesday, correct?
Yes.
Yay.
Correct.
All right. So thank God. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. United States Eastern Time. Anna, I love you. I thank you. I can't wait to be on with you again on Tuesday. And would you please close out the show with your fabulous tagline?
Sure. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You've been listening to Universal Energy Radio. Remember that life is a journey. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you. We'll talk to you soon. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.